This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 26th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a mild night across Israel, with clear skies offering a pleasant atmosphere in major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu orders the IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully after Hezbollah violates the ceasefire, reports Ynet from earlier today. Also, Israel has urged the United States to pressure Lebanon to act against Hezbollah, warning that the ceasefire could collapse. This from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, anger grows in Kiryat Shmona as residents criticize the continuation of classes amid new threats, reports Walla just a short time ago. Separately, I-24 News reports that Trump administration guidelines advise rejecting green card applicants with extremist anti-Israel and anti-American views. This was reported 2 hours ago. And finally, in earlier reporting from JTA, Tel Aviv's bus station becomes a refuge for foreign workers during the ongoing war with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Mark Dubowitz, a policy analyst, posted minutes ago about a supporter of Hamas and Hezbollah leading Michigan's Democratic Senate primary, highlighting concerns over radical ideologies. In another post, Stricker Non-Pro retweeted about Iran's persistent ambition to maintain a nuclear bomb option, despite military opposition. From X, Aviva Ostrovsky commented earlier today on Hezbollah's tactics, mirroring Hamas by using Lebanese civilians as shields. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Netanyahu's directive comes after two rockets fired from Lebanon targeted the Galilee Panhandle. This was followed by drone alerts across the region. Ynet reported that this escalation heightens tensions along the northern border, impacting local communities. Turning to diplomatic efforts, the Jerusalem Post highlights Israel's call for U.S. intervention. The main roadblock remains Hezbollah and its political ally, Nabi Berri. This move underscores the fragile nature of the ceasefire and the delicate balance needed to maintain peace. Meanwhile, Walla reports on frustration in Kiryat Shmona. Residents express concern over the lack of safety measures as schools remain open despite the rising threat of conflict. This sentiment reflects broader fears about civilian safety in border areas. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News details guidelines from the Trump era now resurfacing, which advise against granting green cards to individuals with extremist views. This policy highlights ongoing security concerns in immigration matters. Finally, the JTA reports on Tel Aviv's central bus station, which has become a shelter for foreign workers amid the Iran war. This highlights the increasing reliance on foreign labor during times of conflict, raising questions about their welfare and safety. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that a new index ranks Israel among the wealthiest countries for 2026, redefining prosperity and elevating nations like the Nordics over traditional empires. Separately, Ynet Business discusses a global revival of nuclear energy decades after Chernobyl and Fukushima. This push for low-carbon power reflects a shift towards energy independence. And finally, Globes reports that Elbit Systems secured a $200 million deal with the IDF for airborne munitions. This underscores the company's leadership in air-launched weapon systems. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.